Welcome to our Community Corner on KKWC for today. A very interesting program is being offered by our good friends at Legacy Learning, an arts group that's here in Webster City. With me is Mo Siemens, Maureen Siemens, and we're going to learn about a program coming up in October that has to do with some special needs people. And Maureen, good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat. How are you today?
I'm not doing too bad. I got this email from you just the other day, and I want to compliment you and all those involved with Legacy Learning getting some people involved with this very special project. Now, tell us more about it.
Legacy Learning wrote a grant with Arts Midwest in the spring, and Arts Midwest is a regional entity of the National Endowment for the Arts. They serve 8 Midwestern states, North Dakota, South Dakota, over to Michigan, down to Missouri, and Iowa. And we noticed that Iowa hadn't gotten a grant yet. So we looked into it, and we got a small grant first. And then we wrote another grant. And the grant was aimed at persons who are underserved and persons with disabilities or persons that are marginalized somehow, tribes, urban areas. So we thought, well, we've written a lot of grants in our community for a lot of reasons, but our special focus sometimes really is my son Nick and his buds. And so we thought, well, let's write a grant to serve the needs of persons with disabilities in our own community. So we approached the organization, and our idea was that we would have an artist-led workshop that would create animated movies and have a premiere at the Webster Theater in October. And Anne McLaughlin is one of our board members, so she was able to say that we could premiere it at the movie. But a lot of persons on the autism spectrum have a great interest in action figures. Our focus was young persons who are just at the end of high school or young adults. They aren't really attached to programming so much as the children or so we thought, well, let's just aim at that group. So it's a pilot project. So right now we're serving 4 young directors, and they are going to create an animated stop-action film that will be shown at the Webster Theater. Pat O'Loughlin is a new resident in town. He's an artist, and he does computer program games. He creates computer games that are family-friendly, interesting person. And he moved here this past year with his partner, Chelsea, and they have family in the area. And so they came to take a workshop at the studio, at the Produce Station studio this winter, Chelsea did. And then she said, well, I really like this community. Maybe we'll move here. And so they did anyway, and here they are. And Patrick is from Philadelphia, and Chelsea is from Lancaster. And so this is the first Midwestern experience for them, but they've been really dynamite. And so we've really enjoyed Pat's leadership for the grants, and he works directly because of his work as a games producer. Anyway, he has a big understanding and an artist. He understands the needs, and so he is working directly with the students, and they are serving as directors, creating their own film. Christina LeClaire is his co-teacher, and she came here from Omaha, where she was interested in working with a company or an organization called YArt, and it serves persons with disabilities with a downtown gallery and arts programming. And so she brings her experience and then some of her contacts. Richard Chung, who is a really accomplished artist in Omaha with really national status, is interested in this stop-action animation, said we could do it with these persons. So he's been providing leadership. Christina is his contact, and she and Patrick have designed a really interesting program. Judy Hartnett and Kathy Theobald are working with them and providing assistance when needed, because sometimes you just need another hand. And so that program started in September, and it will run through October 18th when they premiere the film at the Webster Theater. So watch for it. We'll be doing the red carpet.
That sounds so wonderful there, Mo. Now, Also want to mention, too, about some kind of a concert coming up, too.
The other half, for the grant, we had to provide two artist-led events. And so the other event is a concert in the park, and the special guests are the special population in Webster City. So we have invited Elm Street House and Wilson House and Friends Forever, the Webster City special education classes in the schools, and residents that are interested can contact me for information, but everyone's invited. And Jared Winger is the head of Mojo Productions. And you've probably heard of him. They operate out of Fort Dodge and Britt. And he and Katie agreed to come here and provide a concert. Jared knows the guys from Elm Street because of one of the staff that worked there one time. And Jared happens to be a former student of mine way back at Iowa Central. And so he is excited about coming here to provide a concert. The idea is that the young persons will actually be able to kind of work directly with him. Jay Caruth, who lives with Nick at the Elm Street House, has been creating a playlist for weeks now. And so he'll provide some of his playlists. And he's actually quite a good DJ himself. So he and Jared will work together. And then we've had Sweet Treats. And La Bamba will provide food trucks for the event.
What is the date for that, Mo?
That is September 30th with a rain date of October 5th, which is Tuesday. So the original concert is a week from today. It's a week from, it's September 30th, and it starts, the food trucks and Sweet Treats start at 6. We're hoping to have the Balloon Man come. He hasn't committed yet, but we're hoping he's going to come. And then the concert will start at 7 and finish at 9. People should bring their chairs because there's only a certain amount of seating in the park, but we will be in the new shelter, so that'll be exciting.
It should be, because it is one beautiful place there, Mo, after all this work this summer on that Washington shelter.
Oh, it's beautiful.
They're going to have a concert this coming Saturday, as a matter of fact, for some country music groups on Fort Dodge. They'll be appearing there, so that should be awesome. So nice to see some good usage out of that West Wind Park. But again, that's coming up next Thursday. That's the 30th, starting at 7 that evening and runs until about 9 o'clock. And again, that movie featuring the work of those people from the Elm Street House, that's coming up on October 18th at the Webster Theater.
Well, now, wait a minute. The directors, the student directors are not the Elm Street House. They are young persons who live in the community. One is from Stanhope, and one, there are three just, one is from Humboldt, actually, and two from our community. So they will be the pilot group for this. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, if it goes well, which I think it will, it's really been fun to see it evolve. They're meeting every week. And so at the finish of it, we're hoping to find the funding to expand that program. We think that's kind of an interesting way to get involved.
Wonderful. Now, if people want more information, Mo, there is a website there for this project, I believe.
Right, there is. And there's posters, there's information available at the Porter Station. The website is Legacy Learning BRV, which is the shorthand for Boone River Valley. So legacylearningbrv.org.
All right, legacylearningbrv.org for more information about what's happening. Anything else major down the road there, Mo, for Legacy Learning that we should be aware about?
We stay busy. So we actually have some, I'm going to Camp Wanoke tonight to do a fall leaf bowl clay class, and we'll be out in the park, which is going to be a beautiful night. So people can still sign up for that. That's also online. And we have quite a few registered already, so that's going to be a fun event. We're partnering with the Webster County Conservation for that and then teaching at Camp Wanoke. But everyone's welcome. All the areas are welcome. And then we have our annual fundraiser gala celebration is at Briggswood Event Center November 8th, so watch for that. We're going to have a raffle of a Briggswood waterfall. And then we have some Christmas sock classes. We have Christmas ornament classes with alcohol inks. We have some clay classes for fall, I think it's called winter leaves, winter trees. And yeah, we have a lot going on. Check the website. It's just going up. Some of them are up already, but the rest of them are going up this week. So we stay busy.
It sounds that way. So again, that's all coming up soon from Boone River Valley Legacy Learning Center. And again, Mo Siemens, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Pat. Always good to talk to you.